Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to get straight to what's happening in Kenya. Christian Post is reporting, and this is so important, they're reporting that residents at basically were and we're going to try to make this picture available for you on the torch, but these men walked into this house, and you can see in this picture where there's just stacks of bodies. Stacks of bodies. And the reports are there were 48, but it was called a dark and bloody Sunday for the residents of the coastal town of Pekatoni in Kenya. And after witnesses say that a Somali Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group called Al-Shabaab left 48 people dead. The deaths were as a result of an hours-long door-to-door assault on the community. Wow. Where those who weren't Muslim or spoke Somali were killed. Now, as I understand it, many of the people in the city in Kenya, they were all gathered to watch the World Cup. I mean, I didn't realize how popular soccer was, or football, as it's said around the world. But apparently this is really huge sport, and people are watching it. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're shutting down communities. Uh-huh. But this was one community. They were all gathered in their homes watching. And these extremists, these radical Muslim extremists, they came to a house around 8 p.m. They asked in Swahili whether they were Muslims. And the lady testifies and says that, no, my husband told them that we were Christians, and they shot him right in the chest. Right in the chest. And so, you know, they went door to door, and they killed 48 people. And you got to understand that if you belong to Jesus, if you made Jesus Lord of your life, then the enemy hates you.
Mm-hmm.
He literally hates you. And we're seeing a persecution really around the globe that I don't remember seeing, maybe even in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Surely persecution has existed since, I mean, the days of the Bible. Mm-hmm. I mean, we read about it in the book of Acts. We read it all throughout our Bible. Certainly it's existed in Rome. I mean, we know about Nero and the horrific things that he would do. Nero in Rome would actually take Christians and he would hang them on crosses in his garden. He would drench them with oil, and then he would light them on fire so that he can look at his gardens at night well lit. This is the horrific nature of what the enemy would love to do to you just because you say the name of Jesus. You mm-hmm. bow allegiance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we know about the persecution that's existed for many years, not just for Christians, but for the Jews. We have done a segment for you, and we're going to make sure that's related, called JJ, the Jews and Jews and Jesus, about Jews and Christians, and the persecution that both are facing. And part of being able to stand in these times is to know that you're under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not under attack now, you may be under attack tomorrow. And if you're not being under attack today, understand that one of your brothers or sisters around the world is being attacked. We shared about in previous segments about the top 50 countries that are known for persecution. And North Korea tops number one. And for the first time, there was a Latin American country, to my recollection, that was actually listed. And normally these countries are in the Middle East, or maybe in Asia, or maybe the northern part of Africa. And for the first time, I think it was the 21st or the 29th company was Colombia.
Hmm.
That was a Latin American country that was listed as a country that's mm-hmm. known for persecution. Listen, we want to, as the church, rise up and pray. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters. We know about the persecution that's occurring in China. We know that what's occurring in North Korea, in Iran, in Syria, in all these North African countries. Listen, we want to stand with them. We want to pray with them that their faith would be strengthened and they would continue to preach the gospel. It's interesting that China says that they're praying for us to be humbled.
Mm-hmm.
They're praying for us because, I mean, in all of our wealth and our prosperity here in the U.S. and in the West, it hasn't caused us to deepen our walk for God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that, you know, we look at persecution at face value and we say, wow, that's a pretty horrible thing. But there's something about persecution that causes the church to grow. I mean, mm-hmm. when the book of Acts, they started to scatter. And when they scattered, the gospel and the kingdom continued to advance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Paul says, hey, listen, don't worry about me up in here in jail. I mean, I wish that they were all like me except for these chains. But understand this, I'm in jail, but they are hearing the gospel. Understand this. This is what's happening. And so, you know, it happens. It's occurring. But we pray that through it, that Jesus would be glorified and that those that are being tested, those that are being tried, will be able to stand firm. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You need to stand firm. And there's aggressive persecution where there's physical bodily harm that's being done to folks. But let me tell you, there is a subtle persecution that's happening across the nation in the United States in different workplaces where they make mm-hmm. you feel uncomfortable for being a Christian, where they try to make you uncomfortable for praying
mm-hmm.
At your own desk or whatever the case may be, or celebrating, standing firm during the Christmas holiday, and you say, no, it's Christmas. It's not the holiday season. It's not the holiday tree. It's the Christmas tree. It's you know, mm-hmm. we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. And so we want to encourage you, no matter what you face, understand that Jesus is always with you. He is on the inside of you. If you've made him the Lord of your life, and he will give you what words to say, he'll give you grace to endure, and he will help you no matter what you face.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.